Exodus chapter 16. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, Iyar, April, May, after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord Jehovah in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots, and when we ate bread to the full, because you have brought us forth into this wilderness, to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Look, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them, whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall come to pass, that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, At evening, then you shall know that the Lord Jehovah has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning then you shall see the glory of the Lord Jehovah, because he hears your murmurings against the Lord Jehovah. And who are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be, when the Lord Jehovah shall give you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord Jehovah hears your murmurings which you murmur against him. And who are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord Jehovah. And Moses spoke to Aaron, Say to all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord Jehovah, because he has heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked towards the wilderness and saw the glory of the Lord Jehovah appear in the cloud. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel speak to them, saying, At evening you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah your God. And it came to pass, that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay all around the host multitude. And when the dew that lay had gone up indeed, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, what is it? Because they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, This is the bread which the Lord Jehovah has given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord Jehovah has commanded. Gather of it every man according to what he can eat, an omer, about 2.3 quarts, 2.2 liters. For every man, according to the number of your persons, every man take for those who are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered, some more, some less. And when they measured it with an omer, a container holding about 2.3 quarts or 2.2 liters, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little did not lack, everyone gathered according to what he could eat. And Moses said, Let no man leave any of it until the morning. Nevertheless, they did not listen to Moses, but some of them left some of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. And they gathered it every morning, everyone according to what he could eat. And when the sun grew hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, about 4.6 quarts, 4.4 liters. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said to them, This is that which the Lord Jehovah has said. Tomorrow is the day rest of the holy Sabbath to the Lord Jehovah. Bake that which you will bake today, and boil that which you will boil, and that which remains over lay up for yourselves to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up until the morning, as Moses commanded, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm in it. And Moses said, Eat that today, because today is a Sabbath Saturday, a day of rest to the Lord Jehovah. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day Saturday, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that some of the people went out on the seventh day Saturday to gather, and they found none. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, because the Lord Jehovah has given you the Sabbath Saturday, therefore he gives you on the sixth day Friday the bread of 2 days, let every man stay in his place, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day Saturday. So the people rested on the seventh day Saturday. And the house of Israel called the name of it manna, what is it? And it was like coriander seed white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, This is the thing which the Lord Jehovah commands, fill an omer about 2.3 quarts, 2.2 liters of it, to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread with which I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said to Aaron, take a pot, and put an omer, about 2.3 quarts, 2.2 liters full of manna in it, and lay it up before the Lord Jehovah, to be kept for your generations. As the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel ate manna 40 years, until they came to a land where people lived. They ate manna, until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer, about 2.3 quarts, 2.2 liters, is the tenth part of an ephah, about 6 gallons, 22.2 liters.